I like people that are hungry. And I like to take old things and reinterpret them in new ways, so.
Which led to, did that lead to Kabbalah
swept away.
Too?
Oh,
swept away as well. No, swept away is an old thing,
yes.
New.
Yes.
Kabbalah, you were born Catholic, right?
I was born Catholic.
You are now Jewish? You wear the Jewish star?
Well, I wear the Jewish star, but I haven't converted to Judaism, and I'm not Jewish in the conventional sense, because the Kabbalah is a belief system that predates religion and predates Judaism as an organized religion.
Explain that.
It's a belief system. It's incredibly scientific, and as I said, it predates religion. I think people. A lot of the rituals, well, all of the rituals have been appropriated by the Jewish faith. But I think people have misinterpreted and or have left out the true and deep metaphysical reason for all of those things.
What attracted you to it?
I was looking for something. I mean, I'd begun practicing yoga and I was looking for the answers to life. Why am I here? What am I doing here? What is my purpose? How do I fit into the big picture? I know there's more to life than making lots of money and being successful and even getting married and having a family. You know, where does it go? What is the point? What is the point of my journey and everybody else's journey? And
what's it all mean?
What's it all mean? And why is there so much chaos in the world? And is this just the way it goes? You know, and I wanted to know the answers. And I heard about these classes they were teaching, I heard they were very scientific in nature, not dogmatic and religious, and it didn't matter where you came from or what religious faith you were brought up in. And I heard the teacher was brilliant.
And he's a rabbi.
He's right? A rabbi, yeah.
So it's generally considered a sect of Judaism, is it not?
It is the mystical interpretation of the Torah. Yeah.
Torah. But you don't
the Old Testament. But you know what? Jesus was a Kabbalist. Jesus was a rabbi. And essentially, Christianity took a very important concept of the Kabbalah, which is love thy neighbor as thyself, and that became the foundation of Christianity. Obviously, it's been, you know, unfortunately, Christianity has taken certain things out of context. I mean, there's no point in killing people if they don't become Christians. That's got nothing to do with loving your neighbor as yourself.
Some Christians have done that.
Well, yeah. During the Crusades, for instance.
Yeah,
yes,
more did
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
Do you go to synagogue?
Yes, I do.
Is your husband?
A Kabbalist?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He is. Did you bring him in?
Yes. Well, I mean, I introduced it to him because I study it, and he was curious, and he was very skeptical at first, being a Darwinist, and not at all interested in spirituality, but...
Are there... the traditions or laws you have to uphold as the dietary laws, or you can't work on a certain day of the week?
First of all, like I said, there's no dogma. And I mean, things like eating kosherly or honoring the Sabbath, there's the 1% reason, the reason that most Jews know about and even Christians know about, and then there's the metaphysical reason behind it. I would say the most important aspect of the Kabbalah is recognizing that we are all one, that there's no such thing as fragmentation.
And it accepts the golden rule, right?
Which
do unto others.
As you would have them do unto you. Absolutely.
Madonna's our guest.
Alright, peace y'all, peace. So, in this video, I'm going to be talking about the pop singer Madonna, who is considered the queen of pop. Alright, now Madonna has laid down the path for a lot of artists such as Lady Gaga and a whole bunch of other people. But I'm going to be breaking down her story. And a lot of the reason why we see a lot of these artists in particular that go through her to have their songs played on the pop charts, all right? Now, for those that don't know, the name Madonna is actually a representation of the Virgin Mary, who gave birth to the Sun Child. All right. Now, Madonna is no saint. Okay. The Greek Madonna, all right, who references basically the new Venus. All right. This is all symbolic. All right. So these people have these names for specific reasons. But I'm going to talk about her story and give you guys some details on what's going on. Now, Madonna Ciccone, all right, was born August 16th, 1958 in Bay City, Michigan. All right. Her parents actually raised her in the Catholic environment. All right. And also had her involved in music at a very young age. All right. Now, in 1963, her mother died of breast cancer, and she then changed her name to Veronica, all right, to avoid the stipulation, being that Madonna was actually a junior. She had the same name as her mother. So after her mother passed, she actually changed her name to Veronica. All right. Now, when her father remarried, she began to act out in school. All right. She would actually dangle from the monkey bars at school so the boys could see up her, her dress. All right. And she would also pull her skirt up during lunch. All right. So some people would say that in school, she was a real big hoe. All right. But in 1976, she received a dance scholarship to the University of Michigan. All right. And dropped out of college a year later and moved to New York, all right, with only $35. All right, now, I believe that when she was in college, all right, someone actually informed her, all right, about occultic practices, all right. Same thing with Kanye West, all right, with him dropping out of college and stuff like that and actually making it. Now, the reason why I say that these two probably had the opportunity while they were in college, where somebody would give them this information, is because if a regular person like you or myself would just, you know, pick up and move to another state with $35, you know, just to pursue a music career, right? You know, that it's likely that that wouldn't happen, all right? It's possible that that really wouldn't happen for a lot of us. So a lot of these people, you know, they're aware of some type of occultic practices. You know what I'm saying? And then they go out there with what they have and go from there, right? Now, while in New York, Madonna worked at Dunkin' Donuts, and she also took classes at Alvin Ailey School, all right? Now, one day she was walking home from work and was held at knife point and forced to perform oral sex on two men, all right? Now, I truly believe she became traumatized after the situation, which is why when we see Madonna today, a lot of her performances are overly sexualized, right? I personally, I don't want to get too personal, but I know a lot of people that experience situations like this, you know what I'm saying? It causes a traumatizing effect for them later on down the line in life. So it's possible that that could be the reason why a lot of her music was overly sexualized, right? Now, in 1979, she started dating a guy by the name of Dan Gilroy, all right? Dan Gilroy was actually a musician as well, but they both lived in an abandoned synagogue in Corona, Queens, all right? And when they lived there, they basically rehearsed, all right, their music together, all right? Dan basically showed Madonna how to sing and, you know, how to perform as an artist, all right, being that he was already in the music business, right? Now, while at the synagogue, they were rehearsed there, and they actually formed their first band, which was called The Breakfast Club, all right? Now, after performing at a few shows, all right, they actually was able to save up to produce their first indie film, which was called A Certain Sacrifice, all right? Now, I'm going to break this down. I'm going to show y'all some clips. It's not going to be too graphic, but I'm just going to break it down and save y'all, you know what I mean, some time from watching it. But the movie is basically about a woman that moved to a new area and was sexually assaulted. And in return, they basically captured the person that sexually assaulted the girl and sacrificed him to Satan, okay? And they smeared the blood all. Now, after this scene took place, right, I kind of find this ironic. And like I always tell you guys, when people get involved in this stuff and making pacts with demons, all right, it's a very short time before after their career will start to pick up, all right? So after this movie was produced, right, 6 months later, all right, she received a solo record deal with Gotham Records by Camille Carbone, all right? And in 1982, they recorded her debut single, Everybody, all right, which actually hit the charts, all right? Now, we're going to get into some controversy that Madonna has caused. Now, she's been throughout the news numerous times, so many times I can't really, you know, go through the line of things that she's done as far as with controversy. But the main things that I want to focus on, I'm going to just discuss it. All right. Now, in 1984, all right, while performing on MTV, right, Madonna had what was called, or what is called, a wardrobe malfunction, right? Now, for those that don't know, wardrobe malfunctions are basically humiliation rituals for women, right? This is how the women have to go through their process of being humiliated, right? Happened to Janet Jackson, Nicki Minaj, a whole list, Ashanti, a whole list of people that actually went through these humiliation rituals, right? Now, this happened on MTV. And when she did this, you know, MTV actually brought her more endorsements, all right, just because of the views, all right? Now, in 1989, okay, she actually had gotten an endorsement, all right, with Pepsi, all right, and used the song Like a Prayer, all right, where she showed images of a burning cross and also kissing a black saint, all right? Now, you know that this pissed off the people over there in Vatican, you know, her bosses, her real bosses, right? People in Vatican actually got wind of this imagery and canceled her Pepsi ad, all right? That just goes to let you know how much power these Zionists have, all right, over a lot of these companies, okay? So when the Vatican heard of her video, you know, doing it, showing blasphemous images to their gods, you know what I'm saying? They made a call and got her taken off of that ad, all right? Now, with her doing this, right, she was also banned from MTV for her Justify My Love video, all right, where she showed a pansexual orgy, all right? Now, you just can imagine being a child watching some of the stuff that Madonna would show on TV, right? Me personally, I was never a fan of Madonna or knew any of her music, all right, besides Like a Virgin. But a lot of kids grew up on Madonna, all right? A lot of kids grew up on her. She was the Lady Gaga of the 70s and 80s, all right? Now, some of us may know or may not know, but that she had a relationship with Tupac in the 90s. All right, now I truly believe, all right, this was one of those situations where they put these artists together, right? They hooked them up in what you would call a handler, all right? These are technically handlers, all right? These are people that are there to watch them at all times, to make sure they don't say anything, okay, to make sure that they don't spill the beans. These people are handlers, all right? Well, we all know she's no stranger to the Illuminati, right? As a matter of fact, Madonna put out a song called Illuminati, and here's the lyrics to it. Everybody in this body shining like Illuminati. All right, so now, she's done a lot, man. You know, she's been in the tabloids more than Lady Gaga, you know? Now, in 2006, she faced a whole lot of criticism from a crucifixion scene, okay? And a lot of rappers and singers do this, right? But now, this is all mockery. Now, on August 15th, all right, 2009, okay, she performed in Poland, right? And pissed these people off over there, all right? Now, August 15th is said to be the day that Virgin Mary's ascension was into heaven, all right? But, you know, Madonna took it upon herself and did a provocation, all right? Here's what this says in the article. It says, this looks like a satanic provocation, said Welser, who for most of his life has worn a picture of the Virgin Mary on his lapel. I wear her portrait on my chest, so it's understandable. I'm not happy that the concert will take place on this date, Wasir told Reuters, suggesting that Madonna should move the date. I have nothing against Madonna, although she has made plenty of provocations in the past, he added. So, you know, with her performing on this date, all right, now the images have been removed from the internet, all right, due to its provocative nature, but with her doing this, right, it was basically blasphemous to these people, all right? Now, Madonna openly practices the Kabbalah. She's no secret to it, right? There's no secret behind what she does. She doesn't mind explaining it to people, all right? But in the pop world, you have to go through her, all right, to basically hit the charts, all right? Which is why you see her kissing a lot of these celebrities in the mouth, right? Because, like I said, this is a ritual that takes place. In order for you to be initiated, you have to go through Madonna. All right. If that's the only way that these people that actually kissed her in the mouth hit these pop charts, right? Whenever she stands next to somebody, miraculously, they just, you know, go number one. All right. But she's an open witch. All right. She does not hide it. Okay. So when we see this right here, right, this is what I want to say, right? It shouldn't be a shock to people. It shouldn't be a shock to people. These entertainers are, you know, they're all the same. Okay, they are all the same. And, you know, we, like I said, guys, you know, it's really sick out here, man, what people are doing for fame, man. All right, well, so with that being said, y'all, I'm going to be working on a 3-6 Mafia video next. And hope you guys enjoyed this video. All right, peace.